Listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xaviera, best host of all time. All of the faithful listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do co-sign this lady to shine like Frankenstein. Cut it to they design. IceCreamCombos.com. Tune in. Tune in. Yeah. It's influence, influence by IceCreamCombos.com.
Welcome to the Ice Cream Combos podcast, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news. I'm your host, Xaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And as always, we thank you for tuning into today's show. We hope you all are doing well wherever you are. I hope that the pollen ain't kicking your behind, or I hope you're still not wearing winter coats like Carla.
Man, listen, it's snowing as we speak.
I'm so sick of y'all up there.
As we pod.
I am so sick of y'all up there. Yes, oh, so it'd be so cold.
Yeah, it's cold. And you'd be just rubbing in that weather you'd be having down there.
Yeah,
just
it was real nice. It was real nice. Yeah. It was in the 60s yesterday. Oh my gosh.
I wish. Sorry, we just got to get through March. You know how March
is. Yeah, March is so tricky up top.
Yes.
Yep. It is so tricky. Yes, you don't know if you're going to get flowers or snow, child.
Exactly. Seriously. Yeah, it's cold.
All right, so be sure to subscribe and rate to the podcast wherever you listen and let others know why you enjoy the show. We always encourage you to be a part of the show by dropping down in the comments wherever you listen and share your thoughts, your comments, your reactions, your feelings, whatever your favorite proverb is. Just let us know, okay? So, Carla, we have a lot to discuss today. A lot of updates and... Well, let's just kick it off with the prayer list. Ja Morant has been added to our prayer request list. He was added last week. And I also have an update on Ja. Some good news. Ja Morant has entered a counseling program in Florida where he will be away from the Grizzlies indefinitely. So it's good to hear that he has actually taken some steps to try to get his life back on track. Because, child, I don't know what your play cousin was out here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Not to take a shot at Ja, because I feel like everybody's been beating up on Ja. But that's kind of giving him credit, because that's probably policy requires you to if you violate a policy. Just like at a job, if you unfortunately use drugs, right? They usually have to offer you some type of program, and they can't just terminate you. So I'm thinking that's what... And I'm glad he is taking the proper steps, but it was one of those things where it's like, I wonder if he would have just voluntarily gone without the, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just a little deeper than counseling. I'm glad he's going, but.
Yeah. So let's just take this little baby step and see what come out of this.
Yes.
And then we'll see if he need to stay there a little bit longer or what.
Yeah.
But man, I know the Grizzlies is hot because they need him.
Yeah, they hot. They definitely hot. And Powerade is upset because now they had, you know, they actually cut him out of, not only that, they didn't sever ties. I didn't see anything that they sever ties completely, but he was cut out of the TV commercials, and they also removed him from their website. So,
dang.
I'm hoping they don't sever ties, because that usually becomes a domino effect with endorsements. Mm-hmm. And Ja, like, I'm pushing, I like Ja, and he was like supposed to be like the face for Powerade.
Wow.
So, you know,
really, Powerade? Powerade was like, he waving a gun. And you know, it's funny because you and I talked off air. It's so funny how when someone, and for lack of a better term, I'll just use the phrase, falls from grace, the pile on begins, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Ja had the incident with the security guard. Ja had the incident with the young teen. Then Ja had this the chopper, or whatever you want to call it, the blicky. That's what the young people call the blicky. He had the blicky on Instagram Live. And child, one day I was scrolling through my feed and I saw Ja with some strippers straddle across his back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all, did we really need this? Who put this out there? Who shared
I know, this? You know, that's raw, but you know how it goes. It's unfortunate, but like when you do something good, right? All right, yeah, you do something good, but when you do something bad, it seems like that's what gets focused on. So now we're gonna pull out everything bad. Yeah. Now we're gonna dig everything up that you, and that's the part that I don't like seeing. Like, that's what I hate. At the end of the day, he's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. What was you doing at 23?
Oh my gosh, we ain't even gonna get all into that. But I will tell you that I thank God there was
no social media. Yo, my tweets would have been horrid. You hear me?
Man, listen.
Oh, I would have been getting so canceled right now. Wouldn't be no ice cream combos. Mm-mm.
Listen, you who you telling? And I damn sure didn't have, I didn't have any real emotional control back then. So I'd have been one of them. I'd have been one of them people that write in all caps.
You'd have been Krishan rocking on social media on Twitter.
Girl, yes. Exactly so.
Oh no. My God. Speaking of Krishan Rock, yes. We have made an executive decision to add Krishan Rock to our prayer list indefinitely.
Yeah.
Indefinitely. Just because, yo, I know something we've nice. Talked about, we have talked about her in Blueface on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
But girl, can we just have like some real like private in-house conversation right now? Because
yeah,
I'm not fully convinced this child is pregnant.
Oh, she ain't pregnant. I will say my opinion. I never believed that she was pregnant from the door. Mm. I just didn't, because the timing of it, if you remember, they did the whole video. Everything just seemed so staged. Remember, she had the test. She went to the doctor.
And then they did a music video with them supposedly getting married.
Right.
And a music video after they had broke up.
Yes. And their behavior for me, not that I study them, but I do watch, like I see what's going on. I never stopped her, like stop. I never seen her behavior change, which is frightening. Mm. So if she is pregnant, I'm scared.
Well, that's we got her on this prayer list just in case. But for me, I did see, because I try to stay away from them. Usually I get my Krishan Rock and Blueface tea from you or my husband because y'all don't mind watching this train wreck. I'm just like, I don't have the bandwidth, right?
One of them things,
Yeah, I don't have the bandwidth. And so when I was looking, I saw, not when I was looking, as I was scrolling, perusing the streets of social media, I saw multiple videos coming out of Blueface, his mother. Now, you're familiar with the mom because I think you've seen some interviews.
Carlissa.
Yes. Okay. So she is now on social media, like going hard in the paint, saying she don't believe Krishan pregnant. Krishan ain't pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I want an ultrasound. I'll take her down to the place to get the ultrasound. I want to go to the doctors with her. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. But then she pointed out in one video clip I saw, she was like, look at her. She was like, she pushing her stomach out because it was one, I think it was some pictures or girl, remember? Quiet is kept. And I'm not taking shots at myself because God loves me and I do too, right?
All day long.
All day long. But the way y'all done messed up my cortisol levels, the way y'all done messed up my cortisol levels between this website, running this business, dealing with internet trolls, and being stressed out by trying to keep this business afloat. If I were to let my abdominal muscles go, y'all would throw me a baby shower. I promise you everything I love.
Stop playing.
Bestie, look, I'm going to show you on camera since you wanna, look, hold on.
Because you be tripping, yo. You be exaggerating.
Look. How many months?
Exaggerating.
How many months that's getting?
I ain't even feet. Listen, am I feeding it? Y'all, I ain't feeding it.
Be honest. How many months?
I am being honest. It don't look like a pregnant belly to me.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give you all stomach. Look.
That's not
how many months that's getting?
You know, but you, y'all, she over here being
tell the truth, shame the devil.
It don't look like a pregnant. No, I'm telling, yo, that does not look like a pregnant belly.
Man, hold on. I need it.
Pregnant bellies are more formed. Listen,
I know it's like a little more round, but
you can't convince me that it doesn't look like a pregnant. I'm telling you,
I'm out here giving 5 to 6 months right now. I let my belly go. I'm giving 5 to 6 months.
You said it, I did, because I damn sure don't look. It doesn't look pregnant to me. Pregnant bellies are more round and they out more. They're more
okay. But what I'm saying is, but you remember back in the day being able to push your stomach out though.
Yes.
So
that push
now,
out.
Yes.
Why was we doing that though? That was terrible. That's so fresh.
Being fast with no T. FASS. That was fast. Pushing your stomach out in the mirror like this.
Yes.
This is how I would look.
Yes.
But I just saw a video this morning, right before we, you know, started the podcast. Mm. And the headline said, Krishan Rock. Let me see if I can go back to it. Let me see if I can find it. It said, Krishan Rock says she's thinking about going to the hospital to get an abortion because she don't want to have a baby by an N-word like this. Now, hear me out. Krishan and Blueface break up every goddamn week. Is they show? Are there? Yeah. Is their show still every on week. TV? Because I'm wondering if this content. I ain't indulgent to that. Now that,
listen, it may still be on. That's the one thing. I'm all into them, but I've never, like, what's it, Zeus? I don't even.
But I'm wondering, like, is this content?
That's like, why I think everything's content. That's why I don't believe anything with them too. You got to believe everything is content. Whether there's a show or not, everything for them is content. Like, because it draws us back into them.
It's just so, like, the levels of toxic. She said, I can't be pregnant while this N-word cheating is what she said. Now, here's the thing.
He's in Dubai. And she, every time they go away from each other, right, this is what goes on. If you look at their history, I think she's in Miami, he's in Dubai. I think her birthday or something is yesterday or today.
Yeah, I think
or
people
something.
Telling her happy birthday.
Yeah, because I even read a tweet or something where she was like, or Blueface was like, she ain't do nothing for my birthday. So, it's so elementary school.
But here's the thing. Apparently, she went live. But in this live, as she's walking around in a sports bra and thong underwear, the stomach I saw last week ain't there.
Listen, what I say?
See,
Krishan
I
don't believe Krishan was ever pregnant. That's just me. I just, because everybody knows, well, anyone who follows them knows how she's going to always be jealous of Jaden Alexis, his the mother of his two children, his son and his daughter. And matter of fact, I don't know if you saw it, Blueface, how petty his ass is. He reposted of old Christmas video where, like, his baby mom, Jaden Alexis, surprised him with the pregnancy test at Christmas time and a gift. So he unwraps it and he's like, yeah, this is how you react when you want the baby. And he's all happy like
that in passing.
Yeah. Like that is, he is so manipulative. All right. The sad part about all of this is, right, whether this is for content or not, this is not, Krishan is playing a game that she's not going to be able to get out of. And the reason I'm saying this is that boy is breaking her down bad, so bad mentally and emotionally. Like, it's manipulative. The whole situation is just, it's horrible. Good it's horrible. Great. But she do care about that dude. As much as she says she don't, she loves that guy. Anytime you going to get Jonathan's you-know-what tattooed above your you-know-what.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She off the hook. I feel bad. Like, it's a perfect, like, I don't know. I guess it's not the word. I don't want to use the word grooming, but you remember when she came on to Blue Girls Club, she was homeless. She came from Baltimore. She didn't have anywhere to live. And I feel like he, like, kind of just took advantage of that situation. It's a toxic ass situation, man.
I'm saying, like, this is bottom of the barrel. It is dumpster fire toxic.
I'm
like,
telling you. And girl, the way he make me sick, the way Blueface talks, like, it'll make you sick. Like, he just, the way he talks about her, like, it's horrible. Like, what is wrong with, I want to know. I know her family, she got like 12 brothers and sisters, and I get there's some dysfunction there. I think her mom was an addict, but ain't nobody there to pull her to the side and be like,
I mean, is she gonna allow herself to be pulled?
True. And
at this
right
point,
now
you'd have to yank her.
And I'm sure they ain't worried about nothing. They just want money.
They
benefiting off of it because I think they were on the show, so never mind. Child, that's a mess.
I'm talking about messy, top tier.
Yeah.
Toxicity, mess, dumpster fire, garbage can, all of it.
Yeah, it's bad.
So we're going to go ahead and add Krishan Rock, and I might as well throw Blueface in too.
Child and Carlista.
And
I've never seen a mama. Like, we done seen plenty of mamas, right? We got plenty, but she that overstep. But this one, anytime, and I'm not saying this didn't come out of my mouth. This is the mouths of folks on the internet, that she got to keep addressing folks about not wanting her son's you know what.
Yes, I did see that as well as
and
I was perusing.
You saw that? And then she had a nerve to say basically like her son's ain't big enough. What she got is bigger than what her son's, and that made me feel very, 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 very weird.
Now that's an odd response.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people defended her and said, she talking about because she ain't seen his since he had a wee wee. And I'm like, well,
no.
I didn't
y'all be shooting people bail and deserve no bond. Leave me alone. No. I have never once in my adult life ever as a human being talked about my son's junk in any way, shape, or form.
That's what I'm saying. Of, like,
you just leave it alone to
that's
him.
What I, right. But, right.
No, I have never.
And she should have left it alone with them comments because there's no way I would have addressed that.
I wouldn't have either. Y'all would have had to go to y'all grave trying to say I like my son. Y'all yep. crazy.
Yep. For
good
real.
Grief.
So we got to pray for all them. What's
yo, his last name? Is a hell of a drug, man.
It is. It is.
I have literally seen people go off the deep end messing that around clout. With fame.
Yep. It's more the clout though with them.
Yeah, it's
because
the clout. Yeah.
With this, with these, because look at mama. You know, she's almost in them streets more than they are. And what I mean by in them streets, like them clout streets, she's always, you jump from Jaden, you're on Jaden's side. Then she be with Krishan 1 minute. It's a mess. Meanwhile, your son is, you're not checking your son.
At this, I mean, based off of history, what we've seen, can she, even if she wanted, man, like,
listen, every mama could check their son. Think about it.
Is he the one who threw her out the house?
Yeah, but he got the sister good. I was his sister, but yes, he's the one. But that's because once again, it becomes that he's the provider, I guess. Now she says he's not though. Why would Carlissa credit? Carlissa has, if I'm correct, a few businesses going or whatever. But
okay, what type of businesses do you know?
No, I don't. I've only seen.
I was wondering, like, is it hair, furniture, clothes, boutiques?
Right? Yeah, I got to look into that. But
the usual suspects: hair and boutique. That wasn't a shot at nobody because listen, if you're getting it, you're getting it. Because let me try this stuff. I don't know enough about hair to try to sell it. Because if I did, child, I'll be out here selling y'all Barbie doll wigs. Y'all be mad at me. Y'all be outside. Y'all be in the car, turn the heat on, and your hair start drawing up. Like, I'm
you're
sorry.
Stupid.
I didn't have a good supplier. My bad. But yeah, So ICC friends, just, you know, for those of you who do have Jesus on the main line, just send up a little something for Ja Morant and Krishan Rock. And as always, Carla and I are praying for everyone who is listening to this podcast and your families. Okay. And let's go ahead and take a break before we get into these hot topics. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what NBA legend got arrested for setting it off in a mall parking lot. We'll tell you who wrote an interesting apology letter. We will also tell you who is now issuing a warning to other women about the dangers of plastic surgery, like the least likely person.
I know, for real.
And we'll also tell you who grew out of their open marriage. And we'll also tell you who grew real big on a TV show and it has the streets of the internet buzzing. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and we will be right back. Okay, ICC friends, we are back. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. As always, we encourage you to be a part of the show by dropping down in the comments wherever you listen and share your thoughts and your opinions and just weigh in on the topics that we are discussing today. So, Carla, I don't know much about Tacoma, Washington.
Me neither, man. Listen.
But I know one thing. They will case a black man up.
Okay.
In Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, I see.
So NBA legend, six-time All-Star NBA legend Sean Kemp was arrested last week and charged with felony drive-by. Can we take 1 second to talk about trumped-up charges? First things first, I'm in the bed chilling and I get the bat signal. And the bat signal is when y'all reach out to me to say, hey, girl, I don't know what you're doing and trying to be regular, but it's going down. You best grab your laptop because it's going down. So I saw it, the bat signal, and it said Sean Kemp, former NBA star Sean Kemp, arrested for felony drive-by. And I said, what type of drive-by do you mean? Like, do you mean like we just going to drive by the Walmart right quick and pick up some things? Because I know you're not talking about the typical drive-by that I know to be a drive-by, not a drive-by shooting. So my spirit told me, girl, this ain't what it is. Just go ahead and go to bed and sleep on this one because it came through kind of late, right? Just go ahead and go to bed, sleep on. So I woke up the next morning and started doing my due diligence research. And long story short, Sean Kemp was arrested and charged with felony drive-by outside of the Tacoma Mall because he was seen and captured on video by some bystanders pulling out a gun and shooting towards a vehicle. And the vehicle eventually pulled off and sped away.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, felony drive-by because he wasn't in a car at the time of the shooting. Right. Because see, when I picture a drive-by, I picture, yo, Ricky!
Yes, straight up all day.
Yeah. I pictured a car rolling up real slow. Yeah. Back window rolled down.
Yes, like five people piled up in it.
Five people piled up in the car like sardines. And all you see is the nozzle of a gun exit the window slowly.
Yeah.
As you run for your life and the shots start ringing off. That's what I picture. And I know Sean Kemp better not be out here doing this. So when I saw the video, I'm like, I didn't go to law school.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch a lot of Judge Mathis. But I'm like, how does this equate to felony drive-by shooting?
Right.
Well, the truth of the matter was someone had stolen Sean Kemp's cell phone out of his car. An iPhone, presumably, because he tracked the phone to that mall.
Mm-hmm.
He tracked the phone to that particular car and approached the people, the occupants inside of the car, to get his belongings back.
Right.
Wasn't smart at all. We'll talk about all the stupidity along the way. We will definitely get into the stupid moves in this one. So as he approaches the vehicle and demands his belongings, the occupants of the vehicle allegedly fire on him first, and he returns fire. And as he's returning fire, they speed away. So what I felt interesting was, you know, of course, shots fired, calls went into the police. The police showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Sean tries to wave the police down to tell him, like, it's them. That's right. What he tried to do first. But police ain't trying to hear that. They see a black man with a shot.
Not when you're 6'10".
Okay.
Like the
and chocolate is a Hershey kiss.
Yes.
Okay. So he already got two strikes against him. Okay.
Yeah, he does.
Because he's 6'10 and he chocolate is a Hershey kiss, and they got a shots fire call. So actually, that's three strikes against him. He's lucky he made it out alive, real rap.
Straight up.
Okay. So he tries to flag the police down, like, no, get them. Police, like, nah, nigga, we're here for you. So he gets back into the car, and I'm like, this must be where the drive by about to go. He about to drive by on the police. This must be where the drive by about to take place. Sean circles the parking lot, finds a bush, dumps the blicky.
Oh my gosh.
And then pulls over to the police officer. The police officer like, hey, you stay back. I have never seen, God bless police officers, the good ones. Because Lord knows that police officer was so shook that day. He was on the phone calling for backup. Like, he is 6'10". He's chocolate as a Hershey kiss, and he got a red vest on. Send help now. Send help. Please send help.
Yes.
So he goes over, and of course they tell him, I guess, put your hands up or put your hands where I can see, whatever, you know. Mm. Let me see what you got for me. I don't know. But
you know what?
Yeah. So they eventually arrest him.
Mm.
They do a little search of canvas of the area because, of course, the little snitches who was capturing everything on video, like, he put a gun over there.
All day, right?
So they go retrieve the firearm. And I'm like, why did you throw the firearm away? Because that's what make you look guilty.
Yeah.
You know, why did you toss the firearm?
But makes I guess no sense.
He watch a lot of Power like I do. You know, you got to toss the weapon.
Yeah, he's just paranoid. That's paranoid. Yeah.
So... okay, so he was arrested. Long story short, then we find out, no, he wasn't just running down on somebody in a parking lot. He had tracked his phone, some stolen property. Now, the stupidity in all of this is, sir, once you tracked your phone, you should have called the police.
Mm-hmm,
why are you, unless he felt like he knew who stole. See, I feel like there's even holes in here. Because God forbid, if you and I weren't best friends and you stole something from me and I tracked it to you, I'm a step to you because I feel comfortable stepping to you. Like, Carla, girl, right. Like, you got my phone.
Yeah, but you're looking at it like that. In 2023, who the hell? I'm not tracking. No, you could be.
Yeah.
It's family members. I honestly, and this might just be me, that the situation like that, they so damn paranoid because of the shit they did. They going to shoot me off. Accident when I roll up on it.
Oh, girl, I didn't know that was you.
Yes.
Put pressure on the wound. Get in the car. Let's go. Put pressure on the wound. Come on.
Yeah, you stupid.
Walking up on me like that. You know better than that. And then going to cuss you out all the way to the hospital. Your ass know better than to be walking up on my car like that. You know better than that. And don't get no blood on my seat.
Yo, shout out to you. You was on point. Yo, that I love it. I love you for that. Because that's how we move. That's exactly how that situation.
Cussing you out all the way to the hospital. You know this your damn fault. This ain't my fault. You know better.
Oh, so, Lord.
Yeah.
But no, you have a good point, though. Like, all right, let's say your kid, anything. Somebody still, like you said, somebody you know, that's the only time I would track. But, man, somebody just randomly.
Yeah. Yeah, a rando, no way. No way. So, and then my thing was, regardless of whether or not he knew them, they still open fired on his ass. Like, because I feel like they know each other because whoever was in that car knew what type of time Sean Kemp was on because Sean had his blicky too, baby.
Right.
So whoever they, I feel like they know each other and know what type of time each other are on because everybody was strapped.
Got you.
Everybody
you
know what? Strapped.
You might, you have a good point. I didn't even look at it that way, but you have a good point with that. Like but they knew thing, that.
My thing is, really, police? Felony drive-by shooting? Yeah. So if someone fires on me and I fire back and they pull off now, I was in a drive-by shooting?
But that goes by the different laws and different state stuff that me and you've always talked about that I always say, like, I don't get it because it's like, okay, I cross over here, do this, and then... But I also thought about, too, and I know this is years ago and way off, I said, I wonder if it's because of his troubled past, too. They did this to him.
Yep, Carfax.
You remember
report.
Back?
Pile on.
Not saying it's right, but you remember Kemp had some issues, some addiction issues, and different things back in the day. Because I'm like, even when I heard, like, saw that headline, which this is terrible. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I was like, he crazy anyway. Like that's just how, like that was just me. Not meaning like all jokes aside, but just knowing like. I always looked at Sean Kemp as like a hothead. I loved him as a basketball player, but it wouldn't be far-fetched. Not a drive-by, though. That's the part that stood out like, nah, but him shooting some damn body,
I could see that.
I could see that. But yeah, they wrong. They dead-ass wrong for that because I don't even see in any state how that's a drive-by shooting.
A drive-by? Like, are you serious? So the good news is that the charges have been dropped. He has been released from jail and he can go back about his business. But listen, I implore all of y'all, leave Sean Kemp shiznit alone because he gonna pull up. And he gonna pull up with the blicky. So just leave his belongings alone.
Yes, please.
Just
please.
Leave his things alone.
He wanted his stuff.
All right, Carla, so we have an interesting turn of events in this whole situation with the four Americans who were kidnapped while traveling to Mexico for a cosmetic surgery. And I know we talked about it a little bit last week. Just some updates on this particular story. Zendel Brown, one of the men that was killed in a shooting, his family launched a $100,000 GoFundMe. So update on that. After some heavy criticism from the public, because some people were like, now who are we marrying?
$100,000.
And then the family said that they were told that they may need a second autopsy, and just the public wasn't
why would they have to pay for that? Because the latest news I got, we're already doing our own autopsy. United States is doing their own autopsy too. The Mexican authorities are doing it. United States is. So I don't understand why they would have to pay for another autopsy.
We had a $100,000 GoFundMe. You know, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to bash nobody.
The money. Everybody, man. Hey! God forgive me.
Yeah, I ain't want to bash nobody, but that is, I mean, when you see a GoFundMe, especially when we're talking about towards funeral costs, that's, come on. Come on.
So just to update you on that, after a lot of public backlash, scrutiny, and side eyes, the family has decreased the $100,000 GoFundMe down to $30,000. Okay. Which seems a little more reasonable in the grand scheme of things. Right. I don't know what the going rate of a funeral is in the year of our Lord 2023, but yeah, it came down from 100,000 to 30,000, which
I don't want to, cause
I don't want the Lord to block my blessings.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna hold this one to myself.
So we just going to give our condolences to the Brown family. Okay.
Yes.
And then what I found really interesting was that the Mexican cartel, who is being blamed for the kidnapping and the death of two Americans, girl, they wrote a letter of apology. They released an apology letter, and apparently I was one of the first people to get the scoop on this, because when I put it out, y'all came from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Mm-hmm. Y'all call me delusional. Y'all said, I don't know what I'm talking about. Ain't no way in hell a cartel gonna write a letter. I got hit with a few. I know you effing lying. No way on earth. Mm-mm. But throughout my research, I learned that it is not uncommon for cartel members to write letters. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a letter of apology, but just correspondence. Right. Like, they will write correspondence to rival cartels. Like, mm-hmm. guess what? What y'all did yesterday, y'all thought it was keep it cute. Keep it cute. Because Cinco de Mayo coming up, keep it cute. You know, so they have written letters to other cartels. They have written letters to authorities when they are blamed for things that they feel like they are not. Because guess what, y'all? What the people in the back don't realize, or the people who haven't watched all 4 or 5 seasons of Narcos, what y'all fail to realize is that the cartel does not want anything or anyone or any circumstance effing up the business.
No, not at all.
At the
end, they already got heat on them. They got a lot of heat on them, pressure on them anyway.
Listen, cartels, if it ain't about the money, don't be hitting them up. Because they ain't getting up. Okay? Don't be ringing a line because they ain't got time. If it ain't about the money. Okay. So with this particular situation in the letter, they said that certain individuals from their cartel went rogue, acted on their own, and committed this crime against the four Americans, as well as the Mexican woman who was shot in the crossfire. So they issued an apology, took the said rogue members, bound they behinds up, lined them up, took pictures of them, attached a note to their asses, and sat them in the car and handed them right over to the authorities.
Yeah.
Because now they trying to, listen, get this heat off of us, because we got a shipment coming in next week. We need these quiet.
It's damn sure. It is not about peace or whatever they said that was in the letter. That's the thing. The letter is funny because it's like, since when did the cartel start promoting peace? Like, they're such so opposite of peace. And I'm not even going to talk about the cartel too wild on here.
Oh, okay. Because our podcast is international. Stop playing. Listen,
man, they reach. I just know they get their hands on anybody they want. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but we all know, on a serious note, we know how, like, they move, how serious they are. And the thing is, because some people didn't believe, like, there's some low-level guys that they handed over. Whether they were the actual trigger men, I don't know. But we know that they low-level, and we know they're not going to open their mouth, because if they open their mouth, everybody in their family going to die.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they're going to turn over who they're going to turn over.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and unfortunately, somebody made a great point and was like, well, you know, the authorities in bed with the cartel anyway, so it's not hard for them to write them a letter.
No, it's not. It's so much corruption. So that absolutely makes sense.
Absolutely. They did write the letter of apology. If you would like to read the letter, it is available on icecreamcombos.com. Just my condolences to all of the families impacted by this tragedy, because this is so wild. I guarantee by 2025, Netflix gonna have a series up.
Oh yeah.
It's just too wild. Oh, and then did you see where one of the survivors, the Eric Williams, the survivor, his wife said she didn't even know he had went to Mexico.
See, that's why I feel like too. I told you, it's just like it was different reasoning. More yeah, I think we're gonna. Yeah, it's more to. I think we're gonna end up learning more too, because I was real fast. Remember, I think his name was Steve and Javi, the narcos guys that were the lead. You know, they actually have a podcast. So I caught a little bit a clip of them on Long Crime, and they were saying like everything like you were saying about the letter thing. Steve was saying like, no, it's not sincere. Definitely not sincere. But what he added that I thought was interesting was, he said there's been like over 112,000 like missing Mexicans.
What?
Like period. Yeah, that are just missing. He was just trying to stress like how serious for the people that don't know how serious and how like the cartel, like how they move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was also saying that, remember they were saying they had mistaken them for like Haitian. It wasn't drug smuggler. He said it's human. Haitians are into the human. They were in the, that's the road they were using for human trafficking, and they didn't pay their dues. Basically, they didn't pay for coming through that route.
Yo.
Yeah. So it's a lot. Like, I got to shoot you the link. I just actually caught that last night.
Wow.
Yeah. So going back to what you say, Netflix too, I thought about like Steve and Javi, they've already taken it on a podcasting level, and they're doing their thing with books. So I so see the net, like it's coming. I so see like the Netflix. Yeah.
Just don't let Lifetime get it, y'all. They have
Stop.
They have Puerto Ricans playing Mexicans. Just don't let Lifetime get it. Because I promised the other day I was watching Hulu and they got another chapter of Surviving R. Kelly. I said, y'all cannot be serious.
Are you serious?
There's another chapter.
Run that. Yeah, I guess people are watching it.
Yeah. Before we go to break, I want to tell you the story about a young woman named Genesis Escobar. This story was wild. And I know this segue is pretty horrible coming off the Mexican cartel and talking about Genesis Escobar, but we're here. Yeah. Genesis Escobar was a 21-year-old woman, 7 months pregnant. She was shot and killed in Chicago after she her and her boyfriend allegedly tried to rob drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
What's wild about this story is, now this one has a gaping hole in it too. And I'm gonna tell you where the gaping hole comes in. But the story goes that Genesis and her boyfriend, Genesis had, I guess, placed an order for some drugs to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And the drug man pulled up. And Genesis got in the car. The boyfriend stayed outside of the car, I guess, as, you know, the lookout, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And halfway through the transaction, Genesis announced, this is a stick up. I know this sounds so prehistoric. she announced a robbery is how the police announced it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So run your shit. I don't know what the
break your. No, yeah, I'm like, that's yourself. Even, that's, no, that's horrible. That's yeah, so, they,
God. Yo, what's the,
I deal? Know what it is. Like, I want to
know. Oh, you know what it is. You going to tell me later.
I think I kind of sort of know what it, you do too.
I do. Run.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where you're from too. So that's the thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So she announces a robbery. Mm. And once she announces the robbery, that's when the boyfriend pulls out and attempts to go ahead and shake everybody down and the occupants of the vehicle. Now, mind you, she's in the car because she's got in the car to get the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The occupants of the vehicle realized the robbery was going down and everybody went ahead and shots started being fired from inside of the vehicle outward and from outside the vehicle inward.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Genesis suffered several gunshot wounds. I think the hand, back, stomach,
shoulder or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. She suffered several gunshot wounds and the occupants of the vehicle, one of them got out, went around to the passenger side, pulled her body out horrible. On the ground, dropped her onto the street. They threw a stack of money on top of her and they pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it goes from horrible to downright disgusting. The boyfriend runs over, grabs some of the cash off of her and then takes off running.
Yeah, that's nuts. Did they throw it? Or because I hear so many different things that it came out of the car and then there's throw.
So here's the thing.
Because if it's throw, because that's too significant, because I think like with the mob and certain things, throwing money on somebody
is a level of disrespect.
Yeah,
so meaning. Here's the thing. It's funny that you say that because I've read several different news outlets.
Mm-hmm.
who have reported on the story. Mm-hmm. And it literally depends on who you read it from. Because anytime mm-hmm. I read New York news, I'm going to just keep it a buck for New York. New York sensationalizes news, mm-hmm. period. Point blank, period. They sensationalize all of their news mm-hmm. to keep it spicy.
Yeah.
They put five
on 10. It's so tricky. Yeah.
I went to the Chicago Sun-Times.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I can't remember if Chicago Sun-Times had the version of, I think their version was the version that I wrote. And I think that's what the put throwing the money on top of her.
Okay.
Everybody has the version of the boyfriend snatching some cash before he took off.
Right. Right. Yeah, that definitely. That I mm-hmm. saw that. That's consistent. I just was curious about that because that makes a big difference in, because if it was a drug deal going bad, it wouldn't have been. Why would they throw the money on top of her? Like, to throw the money on top, I thought was something personal.
I could see them throwing the money on top of her in the fact of she set him up. She tried to set up a transaction. They thought they was coming to deal with somebody they've dealt with before. And then she set him up. Right. Basically, to me, I definitely know the significance of throwing money on top of somebody. But I took it when they did it to her. I took it more like how when somebody do you dirty and you spit on them as you walk away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? After,
yeah.
You know, but sadly, the young lady and her baby passed away. Yeah. But here's where the gaping hole comes in. Her best friend's mom said that she tried to call the best friend and said, I'm in trouble
mm-hmm.
right before she got shot. Right, so yeah. Now some people are like, okay, did the boyfriend make her do the robbery? Which would mm-hmm. make sense in the fact of him being so callous and just taking money off of her body and right. running off and leaving her to die. I don't know. It's just a lot.
Yeah. If you go back though, she has a record. So yeah, definitely don't think that he coerced her. And from this isn't facts, but just reading around and kind of going through Reddit streets, she was a known hitter in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just think that, you know, it was a deal. They went, I think that's what they did together.
Mm.
I don't think she was forced. That's just my opinion, but I definitely don't think she was forced. I think that was just looking at her past and stuff and looking at some of her past charges.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, I think she was with the shits.
Wow. So unfortunate.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of sympathy wasn't given to her, of course, because you know, when we have situations where you play stupid games and you win stupid prizes.
Yeah, it's the streets.
Yeah, it's the streets. And it's just really unfortunate that
it is.
Her life, she took that path with her life, you know?
Yeah. And an innocent baby. That's who I'm thinking about. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for her family, but, you know, that's, like you said, you play that game. You live by mm-hmm. the gun, you die by it. And I'm sure Absolutely. She or her boyfriend was armed, so.
Mm. I need to follow up on that story because I want to know if the boyfriend was captured because they said the entire thing was captured on
surveillance.
Yeah, surveillance.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm gonna stalk it because he needs to be caught.
Absolutely.
They need him. He's the key piece.
Absolutely. Okay, ICC friends, we're gonna go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, we're gonna tell you what social media star is warning y'all against plastic surgery. We're gonna tell you who grew out of their open marriage and who put they meat in the streets.
Oh Lord.
Woo! All right, I'll be right back. Okay, ICC friends, we are back. So Carla, interestingly enough, Black China is trying to make a change in her life, and I will never down her for that.
Nah, you got to shout out to Black China because I was kind of surprised.
I was really, really surprised. You know, sometimes, excuse me, you start to wonder like, okay, when people reach that point of making a change, is it because you have exhausted all the other measures? But I'm just here for self-growth. It's just, I guess with people like Black China, when you've seen them do so many things and say so many things. But I did find out some things that I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
I need to backtrack because I feel like I'm not advocating for change, and I'm definitely advocating for change. I'm advocating for evolution. So Black China revealed that she was baptized May 22nd of last year.
Okay.
And since then, I guess her life has been taking, you know, baby steps towards making this change in the trajectory of where she's trying to go in life. Okay. Mm-hmm. You may recall Black China had the FBI called because she was, remember, she was accused of trying to sex traffic a girl that she met on social media. Mm-hmm. Black China, well, I mean, listen, we know Black China, but
right.
She took to social media over the weekend and shared that in her efforts to level up, she decided that it was necessary for her, excuse me, hold up. It was necessary for her to reduce the size of her breast as mm-hmm. well as reduce the size of her butt shots. And I was like, wow. Again, I tell mm-hmm. y'all every single week, if you keep your third eye open, you can really kind of see what's going on here. But mm-hmm. we're advocating for change right now because I don't want to sound like a hater. So she's decided to reduce the size of her breast. She's decided mm. to reduce her buttocks. She started warning others against the dangers of getting silicone butt shots. I think we've had a few celebrities that have really, really shed a light on the dangers of silicone butt shots, including mm. Kate Michelle, who really, really, really went through it.
Yeah.
Do you remember a long time ago, was it Jenny Jones or Sally Jesse Raphael who had breast implants that started leaking and made them sick?
Oh, I don't remember.
I want to say it was Jenny Jones.
Okay. Okay.
I really want to say it was Jenny Jones. The fact that okay. I took y'all back to Jenny Jones, though.
Man, listen, that's why I was like, you saw me. I was in my thinking tank. I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Because Sally Jesse Raphael had the red glasses, right?
Yeah. So
it wasn't
yes.
her. It had to be Jenny Jones. It was a talk show host. I want to okay. say it was Jenny Jones. Look up okay. Jenny Jones, like breast implant leak.
Yes.
It was Jenny her? Jones. Yes. Hey, that memory's still yeah, good out here.
Okay. Yep. It was definitely Jenny Jones in 92.
So, yeah. you know, we had examples like Jenny Jones with the silicone yeah. breast implants and that, you mm-hmm. know, they started making changes to saline around that time. Mm-hmm. And then you have Kate Michelle who really, really went through it with the silicone butt shots with yeah, silicone yeah. started like leaking down into her thighs and in her legs. And
yeah,
she had to go through and she started literally physically getting sick and she had to go through several surgeries to remove the silicone mm-hmm. as well as several surgeries, reconstructive surgeries. Mm-hmm. Black China also shared that in the reduction of her silicone, silicone,
mm-hmm.
that it her procedure, which normally takes 2 hours, ended up taking 8 hours because the silicone in her body had hardened so much that it was literally breaking the instruments that they were using to remove Sad. It from her body.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, and in her recent interview with Jason Lee, she also mentioned that she has deactivated her OnlyFans account, which is reportedly rumored to have brought in $240 million wow. in 2022.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Get she it, said, China. Okay. I ain't mad at you.
Listen, y'all gonna have me over there trying to bust it open in a minute. we talk $240 million and my ass only come back with $240. I'm like, listen,
you need to stop.
I gave y'all the best bust down possible and y'all only giving me $240. Where's my million? Not. But she said that her children were the main motivation for her making the decision to come off of OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. But what's crazy is a lot of I'm advocating for anyone who wants to do better in their life.
Right.
At the same time, my third eye will not let me turn a blind eye to BS. Okay. Okay. Let me start by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
In my heart of hearts, deep down mm-hmm. on the inside parts of my soul, I really hope Black China is making a change. Like, I hope this isn't a bigger plan or a bigger play. Mm-hmm. I really mm-hmm. hope she is genuinely, honest to God, genuinely trying to be a better person.
What makes you think she's not? Like, something in you because of her, because she's done so much, you just feel yeah. like, yo, here she go again, because we've seen this before.
Well, the first thing she did was she did a commercial in the middle of sharing her process, her journey to life changing.
Ah, okay.
She did a commercial. Okay. She literally had the doctor who was doing her work come on and basically mm-hmm. do a mini commercial. a mini promo where he talked about their new med spa center, and Black China is the main person of this med spa center, which lets me know that she was doing this, these surgeries. Well, not okay. I'm trying to choose my words wisely, which doesn't let me know, but it indicates that whatever surgery she went through over the weekend and told us about in her life-changing journey were severely discounted or absolutely free.
Right. It was a monetary. She had a monetary gain.
Yeah.
Nah, I got you. And that's a good point, because I didn't even realize that says something different, because, and don't get me wrong, either way, it's positive, right?
Mm-hmm. But it's positive, because
what was behind what was really behind it versus that's where you're at.
Okay. And then all right, F it. I'm putting on my hater pants for a minute. Okay, y'all just call me hater. Also, the fact that she's warning other people about the health risk of having silicone implants kind of alludes to me that she started suffering something.
Oh, yeah.
Or she had some type of, because if it's breaking the utensils that are trying to remove it from your body, I can only imagine how hard you're behind.
Yeah. Well, that part I got. They're not going to speak out until stuff starts going wrong. I mean, that's just how I think with everyone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Definitely something went wrong. But I'm like, I was just wondering, because I know Black China, I'm not into her like that, but I know that she has a history of BSing. So, but then I looked at, was she like 30? She's like mid 30s now though, right?
I think
she
so.
She gotta be like, yeah. So okay. I looked at it like, well, maybe she is coming into that
time.
She's trying to grow. Yeah. I don't know. You know, okay. She's one of those people.
Because here's the thing. If I put everything in a total context, she said she got baptized in May. She was accused of trying to. She was accused of trying to sex traffic someone far after May.
Okay.
Because if that's going to be our point of making the change, right?
Yeah.
She was accused of the sex trafficking after May. Then we go forward to the commercial. The commercial kind of made me be like, oh, okay, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. It's the warning about the silicone shots, which I am here for 1,000%. Please warn everyone. And please, if you have silicone in your body, try to take measures to get it out before it becomes a problem.
Right.
The deactivation of the OnlyFans account, $240 million, deactivating the OnlyFans account, motivated by your children or motivated by taxes, because the story went public and got big. Right.
Okay.
So, and if I make $240 million, I don't need to keep busting it open if I manage my money properly. So we can go ahead and shut down the OnlyFans. But even after making the $240 million on OnlyFans, she took to social media and said that she lost three of her cars and her baby daddies don't pay child support. And she's struggling. And I'm just like, the math ain't mathing and the stories ain't adding up.
Yeah.
Like the closed caption is not matching what's showing on the screen sometimes.
Right.
But at the end of the day, listen, Black China is one of those people that I always feel like gonna always have a hustle. Or a finesse is what I want to say.
Right.
Hustle can be a positive thing. I just feel like there's always going to be a finesse attached, but I pray that she is very, very genuine in her efforts and in her speaking change into her life.
The dope part is this, whether it means anything to her and she changes or not, the message is dope. Like, because unfortunately there's a lot of young girls that look up to her. So whether it's authentic or not, like, I'm just glad that this trend is, cause I see it as a trend.
Yeah.
I'm glad this trend is starting to pick up, because there was a trend of, we saw the wave of BBL, BBL, BBL. Now we're starting to see another trend of like, listen guys, don't get it. If you're going to get it, this is how to do it. I'm not even BBL, cause that's different than the silicone, but whatever. I'm glad that there's an eye on the side effects to having plastic surgery, period, which has never been, you know, you always saw the good stuff, you always saw the results, but you don't see, and we still don't see the morals. Yeah, you still don't see it. These are just the ones that are willing to speak up about it.
Yeah. Thanks for cleaning that up for me, because now I don't feel so horrible, because I felt like I was like, good for her, but she lying.
No, because at the end of the day, you're coming from, and you have more, you're coming from like, yo, all right, but the messenger, like, you saying this, but you're doing that. And I'm a big believer of action. I could say anything out of my mouth, right? But if I'm doing something totally different, then what I'm saying don't mean shit. Actions speak louder than words. We all know that. So I feel you on that. I'm just glad that she's saying it.
Yeah,
she got a lot of fans.
Yeah, she also said that she's letting go of the claw nails. She was like, she's gonna let the other girls have that. She also noted that she's going to take fillers out of her face and lips. So it's gonna be. I'm just gonna sit back and chill. And if I have to come back and apologize to Black China later, because she was actually sincere in all of her efforts, I have no problem doing that.
No problem
admitting.
But until you see them action, listen, I ain't mad at you because you want it. That's why I said I can't say it because I don't watch her. Because you know I'm big on watch them. Mm. I don't care what they say and watch what they do.
But again, to your point, the message is important. The message is what's important. And I'm glad that she is giving that message. And I'm glad that, and I hope that it is received by everyone who needs to hear it.
Yes. And can we give a quick shout out to K. Michelle? Because I feel like K. Michelle didn't get enough credit for really, really. I feel like she started, like, really started the wave.
Yeah, she did. She did. You know? She really opened the door on that and then took it a step further. Remember, she had the TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was helping other women.
Yes.
Who were disfigured from cosmetic surgery. And she was helping them, you know, kind of get their lives back on track and stuff. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm with you. Give K. Michelle some. I told y'all last week, K. Michelle said, y'all better not run up on her on stage. Listen,
my girl.
K. Michelle said, I'm from here. Don't play with me. Don't play with it. All right. So Monique is very, very excited. Her Netflix stand-up comedy special, My Name is Monique, is scheduled to premiere next month. And, you know, I'm happy that she finally, you know, I went through a lot with Monique, a lot of different changes, because at one point in time, I felt like she was doing the most. She needed to shut up, like, good grief. If it don't go her way, it always got to be a problem, blah, 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 blah. But then I realized that through fighting for herself and advocating for herself, whether or not I agreed with the approach, whether or not I agreed with how she went about it, she ultimately brought about change for herself. And she won because she fought for herself, despite people telling her to chill, sit down, you're doing the most, blah, 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 this and the third. Yeah. There's still people who feel like Monique always mad about something and always doing the most. But at the same time, I really, really watched her advocate for herself, and worked.
She damn sure did.
I mean, she went against Netflix.
And this is what we have to remember, right? We call it extra. And I feel like she was doing too much, too. But we can, who are we to judge somebody's passion about something they're fighting for? Mm-hmm. So some of us, we can get real, real crazy about certain things we really, really feel like we love. We're not getting that we should have, disrespect, any whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And I just think Monique's passion is very, it's hard to take sometimes. It is hard to take.
You know, my argument for Monique with the whole Netflix thing, and I'm not going to go back down that rabbit hole. my thing with Monique was that Monique was demanding the same amount of money as Dave Chappelle, as Amy Schumer, as Chris Rock, and those other people in comedy.
Right.
Because of how much of a decorated comedian she is, where I felt like, girl, was you got your Oscar for acting, not for being a comedian.
Right.
Now, if you got an Oscar for, if they gave out Oscars to comedians for being comedians, then you roll up. I'm an Oscar winning comedian, child. Right. Run my bread. Right. Don't play with me.
Right.
Now, yes, she was one of the original queens of comedy, but so was some more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And yes, Monique has gone on to do great films and great television and things of that nature. But if that's the case, if we're just talking about, if we take Oscar off the table and we just talk about work and tenacity and determination, all that, then Wanda Sykes should be getting millions of dollars too when she go on Netflix.
Right.
Because Wanda Sykes has done television. She's done movies. She's done
different
path, but same street.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
How did Netflix even determine? They determine like who sells out, right? Who sells the most tickets. Like how do they determine who they give the large contracts to versus who?
They determine views and eyes.
Yeah. So that's the part that
And I think
It's obvious that like
yeah, because I think she previously had old specials on there. So they go look at the old specials and look
Yeah.
at the viewership on that
Right.
and then kind of weigh it against where she is right now. It was during a time where she was considered air quote blackballed still.
Right, right,
So
right.
they were, I guess they looked at it as they would be running a risk to put so much money up on someone who was technically blackballed in the industry and wasn't as visible as before. And so on and so forth. But anyway, long story short, she fought for herself. She advocated for herself. She won. I'm proud of her for that. Even though I was in the corner side eyeing her, I'm glad she
Everybody
listened to
was, because it
me.
was over the top, some of it.
Yeah, but in a recent interview with the Hollywood Reporter, a really good interview, girl, one thing about Monique, if the Lord ever bless us to talk to Monique and interview Monique, that woman gonna give you an interview because she don't
Oh,
mince
yeah.
no words. She speaks and shoots straight from the hip. In the interview, she talked about in detail like her issues with Oprah. She talked about, with Tyler Perry. She talked about Lee Daniels. I did not know her and Roseanne Barr are such close, good friends.
Oh,
Never knew
wow.
that.
Yeah, me neither.
Never knew that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and Monique said about Roseanne. She said through the years that woman has been right there, never flinching, never wavering. We didn't get caught up in what anybody else thought or anybody else said. I'm grateful for our friendship. And Monique also said that she wanted to come out and advocate for Roseanne. Remember when Roseanne got jammed up talking about Valerie Jarrett when she, and Roseanne got jammed up as a racist. And Monique said she really, Roseanne told her, don't stand up for me. Don't come out and speak on my behalf because I don't want you getting caught in the crossfire. All right. So the point that I want to talk about in this little segment is Monique opened up briefly about her open marriage. And her and her husband Sydney Hicks, they literally had like a whole podcast, Monique and Sydney, open marriage talks or something, open relationship, whatever. And it was a big thing at one time that everybody was talking about was the fact that they had an open marriage. And in this Hollywood Reporter interview, she said that both of them have calmed down with their extramarital activities and that she grew out of the open marriage thing. She basically said, life began to happen. I began to see a strength I had never seen before. He loved me at my worst, and I didn't want to sacrifice that just for a lay. So I grew out of that. So people like you grew out of a yeah. Y'all keep forgetting the open marriage was Monique's idea. Why do y'all keep forgetting the open marriage with Monique said that she love her man and she this and she that, but sometimes she wants some different dizzy.
That's why she should. I just confused about growing out of, because isn't that why people date? Did get married. Like, I don't understand. I guess I'm confusing the whole open marriage. I mean, I get it. I get some people have a, it's like a contract. Like, look, this ain't working. It's no more. We both agree to let's go do something different. Whatever your situation is. But
Yeah, I
when
guess
you say you grow out of it,
I guess
that it don't even make sense.
yeah, well, from I took it as like growing out of it, like a maturity. Like I was being immature in the marriage, thinking that I could have you and still needed to have men on the side too. So I guess it was like maybe grow out of it is more like of a maturity thing. Like, okay, I'm mature enough to understand
Just say I'm
now
tired of
that.
it, baby. Grow out. I'm tired of it. It ain't work. I want to be with just him, like it's supposed to
Yeah, she said she
be.
grew out of it. She grew out of it. I do.
Bless
I
her
guess
heart.
growth and maturity. I guess the word grew is like, okay, the growth and maturity of it all. I don't know. But yeah, so Monique is she grew out of her open marriage. Now, speaking of being a grower and not a shower, Lil Meech had the streets of the social media buzzing all week. And I want to thank Lil Meech and the cast and crew of BMF. For lining my pockets this week, because after paying for those
know
scissor
that's right.
tickets, your girl was down bad. Oh Lord,
You know what?
I took my baby
Oh
to see Scissor
gosh.
last week, and boy, after buying two tickets, your girl was down bad. I was like Waka Flocka. I was like, I want my money up. Now I can't breathe up. Your girl was down bad. But thanks to Big Meech and his meat, we back on track. So hear me out. So on last week's episode 9 of BMF, there was a sex scene with Lil Meech. And yeah, Starz said, hey, let's throw it at him. So they showed Meech's meat. Yeah, it was tangled up in a used condom, but it was still out there.
Not tangled up.
Yeah, it was, you know, it'd be looking like it'd be looking like a turtleneck that's sliding off.
Yeah.
A white turtleneck just sliding off.
Gosh.
So anyway, they showed his meat, and of course, the streets of social media went big meat.
Okay, so that's the
Oh, trust me, he was out there. He was out there, and he was giving the people the meat, and so everybody went crazy. So I'm sitting there like, y'all do know it's 2023, right? Y'all do know that rarely are we looking at the star of a show. Mm-hmm. Rarely are we looking at their real body parts, booty cheeks.
True, that is so true.
They have had prosthetic breasts. Like Mel said, she was in a movie where she pulled out her tiggle bitties and they was prosthetics. That was over top of her real tiggle bitties. Okay.
Yeah.
So Meech's meat, which was in a turtleneck sleeve of a condom. Y'all really thought y'all saw Meech's meat. No, you did not see Meech's meat. What you saw was a prosthetic. And I thought that as adults, we all would know and understand that. But here's the kicker. Social media going so hard in the paint. This tells me so much about Meech. Social media going so hard in the paint over this prosthetic and the belief that it is Meech's meat. And because they are singing the praises of said meat and going up like, yes, yes, it done caused his personal stock to go up. So he is not saying nothing.
He wouldn't. Why would he?
Why would he?
I would never.
Why would he? Would he? Well, I'm going to be here like informer. But what was so funny was, had social media been like, okay, I mean, can't work the middle because this thing too little, he would have jumped right out there at 12:05 and told y'all that was a prostate.
Of course. Anything on a negative light, listen, you already know how it goes.
We don't clean it up.
Women. Yeah.
So if you want a good Kiki today, please slide over to icecreamcombos.com where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news and read 21 totally accurate tweets about BMF season 2, episode 9. So that is like our biggest post of the entire week thus far.
Yes, get it.
So, you know, shout out to Big Meech. They call him Big Meech. Larry Hoover. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to give you some good news. We're going to tell you which actress that we have loved since we were a kid is having a baby boy. We'll get into some TV talk, some movie talk, and then we'll skedaddle on the rattle. Okay, that was corny. Skedaddle on a rattle. What the hell? I should just say, see you later, alligator. All right, we'll be right back. All right, ICC friends, we are back. Guess what, Carla?
What?
Rudy having a baby boy.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. Kashia Knight Pulliam. You know I say Kashia because that's how she spells it. It's Keisha.
I know it's Keisha, but I hear you say Kashia.
It's Keisha, but I have to say Kashia or else I will spell it wrong. So Kashia Knight Pulliam and her husband, Brad James, are expecting a baby boy. The couple took to social media to share the exciting results of their gender reveal held over the weekend. This is going to be the second child for Keisha, who is already a proud mom to her sweet daughter, Ella Grace. I think Ella Grace is about 5.
Wow, that went by fast.
Yeah, it went by fast. And let me tell you, I told y'all Ella Grace off the hook.
Yes.
Ooh, they sat in front of me at a screening and that baby off the hook. But no, I think at the time she might have been in her terrible 2s or 3s. So I'm going to be fair. I'm going to shoot her some bail because my grandbaby off the hook. She 3 right now. She off the hook. So congratulations. This is the first baby for the couple who tied the knot. Was it last year or the year before? I can't remember when they got married, but they haven't been married long. So, excuse me. They went through some fertility issues. So, you know, just trying to conceive. So I'm very, very happy for them.
Yeah.
All right, Carla, let's talk some TV. So I have released 7 great shows to watch on Apple TV this March. Yep, I switched it up on y'all. Typically, I do Netflix, but I said, let me give Apple TV some love this time because Apple TV got a lineup coming up over there. So Be sure to visit icecreamcombos.com and go to the TV tab in the categories, and you will be able to see the 7 great shows that are coming to Apple TV this March. And I'm so excited. I'm ready to watch some TV. You know what? Let me go back to BMF real quick. Speaking of BMF, Carisha, young Miami of the City Girls, made her BMF debut in episode 9, and the streets of Twitter were clowning. They were talking about three things. The third one I won't mention because y'all swear I'll be giving up spoilers, but y'all, after 48 hours, after 24 hours, after, stay off the internet if you don't want a spoiler. Stop.
Yeah, you just want that exactly at this point.
Y'all can't be crying to me about these spoilers. I just don't be seeing it for y'all. There is a window of opportunity for you to watch this show. And if you're out here living real life, working a real job, taking care of a real family, and you just didn't have time to sit down and watch it, I implore you, stay off the internet.
Yeah, that's all. Just stay off the
internet.
That's
all. I ain't going to log into Twitter until after I watch this show. But anyway, so Young Miami plays the role of Dina Washington on the show. Mm-hmm. And listen, while I am here, I know I sound like I'll be talking out both sides of my neck. While I'm here for anyone trying to tap into all of their talents, sometimes you got to know when. Hold on. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Mm-mm. Yeah, y'all know what that sound means. testing. Bow, bow. All right, here we go.
Gotcha.
Young Carisha, young queen of the City Girls. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You better count your money. What? When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Listen, baby, acting ain't your ministry right now. Acting ain't your ministry right now, baby.
I have to do her like that.
No. I'm sorry. Listen, baby. Listen. There was a scene in the film where she was required to like tap in and give us some emotion. Mm. Man, forget it. Spoiler alert. If you have not watched the episode, clock out. Fast forward about 30 seconds. In the episode, her husband gets killed. Big Meech, no longer Little Meech, Big Meech comes to tell her that the husband has been killed. The husband's name is Ty. He was like, it was a shooting. Then Ty got killed. Young Miami did like this. Ty, why?
Oh, man.
Somebody so tells bad. You that your bad. Husband that and the father of your children just got
that
killed.
Was bad.
And she did her dance like she said,
oh man, that was bad. That's bad. Poor Carisha.
Please go to icecreamcombos.com and read the Twitter reactions to Carisha's BMF acting debut, y'all. Oh, wait. They better not give this girl no character arc. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. It should be let it be a one and done. Just let it be a one and done. No character arc, please. No recurring.
Oh man!
But congratulations to her because listen, everybody had to start somewhere. Halle Berry started as a crackhead. Carisha was like, the more they hate, the more opportunities to come. Oh, baby, listen. Long as they not on BMF, I'm all right. You can go have your opportunities wherever you would like.
Right,
have.
Just not here. Right,
just not right here. But just yes, please go. Visit icecreamcombos.com and go just put in Carisha. Put in Carisha, please. Because that's what was trending. It was like Carisha, please.
That's a damn shame. They grinded her up.
Yeah, but you know what? At the same time, I'm conflicted because part of me wants everyone to explore their different talents and things. But I have to think there's an actor, a trained actor who went to school somewhere, who put in hours and hours of acting and training, who can't land a role and turned on that TV and saw her say, why? Why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think about that. And I remember when Samuel L. Jackson used to be the bearer of bad news when it came to rappers jumping into acting. It was people like LL Cool J and Method Man who really, you know, and Mary J. Blige is a singer now. You know, she's a singer, but she is doing her thing now. It took some time for her to come on around. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely did.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't start somewhere, how can you get better? But that's my thing. Where you start.
Right.
You don't have to start on the biggest show on television.
Exactly. That's your point. Your point is the where.
You don't come on a job on the first day trying to be supervisor.
Yeah, that's true. That you is start, very true.
You're on a probationary period. You're coming as a temp. You got your 90 days before you get your benefits.
Right.
And then we'll revisit the situation. Yeah,
true that.
You don't come into the biggest show on television to and you know, so I can understand why people felt a way about that.
Yeah,
you know, but at the same time, I applaud her for trying. But go get in some like smaller scale stuff and really get your feet wet. Like really get in the game, put in the work, build your. Listen, they want Lala off the show.
Poor Lala. Lala always catching it.
But let me tell you what I noticed about 50 Cent and Lala.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent has been instrumental in getting Lala in a couple shows.
Mm-hmm.
But what 50 Cent gonna make sure he do is show you Lala titties and her naked body. He gonna make sure he give you some Lala. So for everybody who complain about how well she acts or how well she doesn't act and blah, 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 and this, that, and third, 50 Cent was like, well, here you go. Because I have seen Lala's titties more in the past couple of years than I have her whole life.
I know that's right. Yeah.
So yeah, but speaking of Lala, I'm gonna jump through some of our topics here because I want to segue over to Tanisha Welch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carla, I'm gonna have to pull your expertise in on because I know you've seen some interviews and whatnot with Tanisha Welch. But Tanisha Welch is known as the first lady of BMF. She was Terry Southwest T's longtime girlfriend. She got cased up at one point in time. She did time in jail, and Lala Anthony is portraying her character, Markeisha Taylor. I think it's Markeisha Taylor on BMF, is loosely based off of Tanisha Welch.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanisha Welch is big, big, super big mad about it. And the reason why I'm bringing up Tanisha Welch now is because she has spoken out and blasted BMF several times since the second season has started. And while I'm like, girl, okay, you mad, we get it, we understand. At the same time, I cannot imagine what it would feel like to see someone on TV pretending to be you and pretending to tell your story, and they're technically telling the story wrong. But the issue with Tanisha is they iced her out of BMF. She said the family did not want her to be a part of BMF. Thus, the reason why they changed the character's name. They did not want it associated with her. She said it's a lot of BS behind the scenes with the family. And so, you know, with the Flannery family and so on and so forth. So after all of her complaining, BET Plus swoops in and greenlights a biopic. The first lady of BMF, the Tanisha Welch story. So now they're giving her a platform to tell her side of the story, which will counteract BMF, which is currently like it was almost like a chess move on BET's part. Like you have this series that everyone is talking about every single week. It's one of the biggest series on Stars. It's already renewed for a third season. They have this character. She's publicly blasting BMF, 50 Cent and Randy Huggins. And they're like, okay, well, let's swoop in and give her her own. It's guaranteed views.
What I can say is somebody over at BET is watches Vlad. Because honestly, she I didn't watch all of them, but she did over a 2 hour, almost 3 hour interview, if I'm correct.
Wow.
With him months back. Mm-hmm. And maybe that might have been last year.
Okay.
But I didn't really get into her. That's where I first saw her. But I do know that she everything she was saying, like it was, I don't want to say it came from a bitter place, but I turned it off because I'm like, oh, she sounds mad. And she mm-hmm. sounds bitter. Like something's really mad. Done to her.
She's really, really mad.
Yeah.
She's really mad. But then at the same time, while I'm like, all right, girl, you mad. You told us you mad. But I can't imagine every single week. She was upset about the way that they portrayed her. She said they portrayed her as a molester. Because in the show, they have Terry, who is still in high school, sleeping with a grown 24-year-old woman. She was like, y'all portraying. She said, I didn't even kiss Terry until he was 25. And I'm like, okay. Then she said that they've taken... here's the thing that makes her so mad. It's almost like if I, no, that's we too close in proximity to even try to use us as an example. But she said she's had meetings with the network. She's had meetings with 50 Cent.
Okay.
So basically it's the,
yeah,
I guess it's the Flannery family,
the family
that does not want her to be a part of this. So then basically what they did was they pushed her to the outside. They shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said that they are remixing her life. So she's watching her life be remixed. Lala is portraying her. Everybody knows that she worked at the bank and blah, 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 and this, that, and the third.
Right.
But then in the series, they have Big Meech and Terry's dad had the series that he had a car service and Terry was driving the car service. She was like, no, my dad had a car service. So they're taking parts of her life. And
yeah, that's my stuff. Yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah.
And so I understand, like, I think the best thing for her to do, and I don't know how she can handle it, because BMF has a very big basic disclaimer at the beginning of every episode that says like they have changed the characters, the names, the places, the businesses. They make sure to cover their behinds, right?
Right.
But I want to say the best thing for her is not to watch, because it's only going to aggravate her and agitate her. But at the same time, I think she's curious to see what they're doing with her.
Yeah, life. Of course you're gonna poke. But
yeah. And so
that's why her show is gonna. That's the best way to get back. Really, is
tell your own version. So, I was really surprised that the consensus from the ICC friends was like, child, how many times you gonna tell us your story? We done heard the story. Because see, BET already did Track Queens and they did her story on Track Queens. Okay. So people feel like, we already know the story. Like, we don't need to go through this. But here's the key. Vivica Fox is directing and Judge Greg Mathis is one of the executive producers.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting. But I was like, look at BET Plus out here playing chess and not checkers with stars.
Yep.
Go get the people who mad and let them
True that. Yep. That's what they're doing.
Go get them. So, and every single post when she dragging BET, I mean, dragging stars and BMF, she tags Lala. Okay. And then she tags, she uses the hashtag, I'm the real Markeisha.
Yeah, but Lala's just doing a job. See, that part I hate, because Lala's just doing what she did.
And she's getting caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, like she's just doing what she do.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. My question is, well, I think it's obvious. Tanisha is more mad about being ousted than she is about the way she's being portrayed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She wouldn't have a problem with it. Believe me. If she doesn't. That's what it's about. She just adding on the sauce. You know how it be when you be mad, and they had a nerve to get that motherfucking line out of there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. That was one of them.
Yeah.
Yes. It's sad though. If you, I can't only imagine the way you put it. Like watching, supposed to be me, my life played out, but that's not how it went down.
That would upset me. That would upset me too. So I'm gonna be fair to Tanisha. So for those of you who are interested in seeing her story, they were folks like, not Vivica Fox directing. I was like, listen,
that's why I was like, sorry, it's so funny to me that why does that tickle my spirit that she's directing?
But here's the thing. A lot of actors, it's not uncommon for actors and actresses to have a natural transition into directing, because
it's just Viv. Right. That's where I'm at. And I like Viv, but I just can't see that. I don't know. But I hope, like, I'm interested in seeing the end result.
What they produced, the end result. Yeah. Because I didn't watch the Trap Queen, so it'll all be
me neither.
I didn't watch the Trap Queens. And more TV scoop. I just want to remind you all that Swarm, the series from Janine Neighbors and Donald Glover, starring Dominique Fishback, Chloe Bailey, and Damson Idris, premieres on Amazon Prime Video this Friday, March 17th. I will be releasing my review of the series tomorrow, because that's when the embargo is up.
Okay. But
trust me on this, y'all ain't gonna want to miss it. That's all I want. Y'all not gonna want to miss this. Oh, the tweet's gonna be fire. I'm doing tweets.
You gonna do tweets? You doing tweets?
Y'all gonna be going ham bologna and cheese. Y'all gonna be ham bologna and cheese. On this Friday, BMF, speaking of BMF, their season 2 finale will drop this Friday as well on March 17th. And Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart have announced their new Celebrity Prank Wars TV show. So if you're interested in that, then you can go, you know, check that out. I think it premieres next month, April 6th.
Yeah, I was curious. I'm kind of curious about that one. That one kind of, I don't know why, I'm kind of intrigued by that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what they
just
do.
Yeah, to see what they're going to do, I guess.
Well, you know, they had that whole rollout where they pretended that they had a game show about Nick Cannon finding his next baby mama. I can't believe y'all fell for that. But in the year of our Lord, the year of our Lord 2000,
you wouldn't believe people what you could pull over on folks.
That is not far fetched for Nick Cannon, not the way he's been moving lately. Okay, so I give y'all credit
that
on that.
That is so true.
I'll shoot y'all some bail on that. Yeah. I was going to do a quick Oscars recap, but I really don't feel like it at this point. Just listen, highlights, Angela Bassett did not win for Best Supporting Actress.
I'm so disappointed.
I am disappointed, but I am torn because I'm a Jamie Lee Curtis fan as well.
Okay.
And while her performance, because as Destiny said, Miss Angela Bassett ate down in Wakanda Forever. She ate down. Okay. So we know that she ate down in Wakanda Forever. Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee Curtis, I feel like this was a girl, here you go, we've been owing you this.
Oh, okay.
It felt more like that. Plus, it couldn't have come at a better time for Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, timing is everything. And I have to remember that for myself, because Jamie Lee Curtis done put work in these acting streets for years and years and years. And while her performance may not have been as riveting as Angela Bassett's performance in Wakanda Forever, Jamie Lee Curtis was blessed with the opportunity of giving that performance in the absolute biggest film of 2022.
Right.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I know if y'all go back in these podcasts, I told y'all that that was one of the best movies I have ever seen. It is crazy. It is wild. It is whimsical. It is heartbreaking. It is hilarious. It is heartfelt. It is, you take every emotion available to you, shake it up in a bag and drop it in a film. And that is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Okay.
The film is absolutely incredible. It is my eyes, I think I saw it twice. I went to see it once. It's amazing. It's amazing. So she was blessed to be in the right film at the right time, doing the right thing. And my thing is, like, someone pointed out, like, listen, Angela Bassett is lead actress material. So to give her an award for supporting actress would have been, while it would have been nice for her to get the Oscar, it still would have been disrespectful to her talent too. So, you know, it just depends on how you look at it. I just hated the look on her face when she didn't win. Because it was like the first time I actually saw disappointment on her face. Because you could not have told me she was not getting that. I was thoroughly convinced they gave
her. She had it.
They gave it to her every single time leading up. That's why Jamie Lee Curtis was so shocked when she won. Because typically, if you play the Oscars game, it's it's who wins everything leading up to, right? Because that's why I knew Monique was getting that Oscar. Monique won every single award show. You got the SAG, and then you have this, and then you have this, and you have this, all these different awards leading up, the Golden Globes and everything just leading right up. So Angela was collecting. She was collecting. And so it felt like a shoe-in, and then the other shoe dropped.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if it... It could have been, like I said, Jamie Lee Curtis was in the biggest film at the right time.
The timing.
Everything. Timing is everything. Yeah. Unfortunately for us, you know, it is what it is. But it's just been so long since Angela had one. Now, what people aren't talking about, which I feel kind of like wild about, is, Lord, I done forgot her name. The devil snatched her name from me. Hold on. Ruth Carter. Lord Jesus. Thank you. Ruth Carter. First Black woman to win 2 Oscars.
Wow.
Costume design. Black Panther.
Wow.
First Black. And nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Because everybody should be for sure.
Yeah. because she's more of a known, you know how that goes. The yeah, person but I'm like, that's more famous is going to always.
Yes, but see how we are? Like, yeah. So, I just feel like we can't, sometimes I feel like we have trouble focusing on more than one thing at one time.
We do. And it's whoever your favorite is, who you like more, it's going to come down to that. Or who you going to know. Yeah. Because I didn't even know who Ruth, like you just said, I didn't even know who that was. So
yeah,
that, I, you know what I'm saying? So that shows you, I think it's just where you're at and who's more popular or who's more famous.
Yeah. And it was a bigger category, you know, when it comes to Angela and all those things. But just congratulations to Ruth Carter, girl. We celebrate you. I'm gonna put Carla on, let her know who you are, baby girl. You're out here doing it, because her costume designing in Wakanda Forever, you can't nobody F with her. They can't F with her.
Okay.
Like when the Lord called me home, if Ruth Carter's still kicking around here, tell her to make my outfit. So I cried for Michelle Yeoh. Michelle Yeoh is the first Asian American woman to win a lead actress Oscar. And when I tell you, I love that lady. I have loved that lady since Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Okay. There's just something magical about Michelle Yeoh's ass that people just need to understand. Like, she just so ill. And the thing is, I learned during the Oscars that as a child, she trained to be a ballet dancer.
Okay.
And she has never formally taken martial arts, but she is kicking martial.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's it. I just had this conversation the other day, and I'm like, someone had said, actually it was Carlos. He was like, I don't understand why I like this when I know it's not real. I said, because it's art. It's still, it's choreographed, you know, it's still so that. That kind of makes sense of what you said.
And then it goes back to speaking to her acting integrity, that she could pull it off and make you believe that she done been a black belt since she was 3 years old.
I know that's right. Yep.
I'm gonna tell you three movies, Michelle Yeoh movies, that you need to go see or need to see. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Shang-Chi, and Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay.
You will understand why this woman deserves this Oscar. Okay. She deserves it. Hands down, no argument. And Brendan Fraser for The Whale. We watched The Whale on Sunday when I was braiding Destiny's hair. Mm-hmm. His performance, that man can act his way out of a trash bag at this point.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Brendan Fraser, you deserve that Oscar. So just congratulations to all the people who did score an Oscar and win an Oscar. Rihanna looked beautiful performing Lift Me Up. Lift me up. Oh,
yeah, I see people complaining. They like the dog Rihanna. They do. That's something new.
Nothing in public crazy about my queen.
I wonder why she can be attacked so easily versus the other one. But I just don't get it.
Well, you know. Listen, I don't know, but I don't know if it's the Rihanna effect, but good grief, ASAP Rocky is gorgeous.
Oh, he's always been fine, though. ASAP always.
I just never paid attention to that young man.
ASAP always been fine. His skin, my gosh, his skin is so beautiful. Don't he got the best skin?
Listen, he looked like, he should be delivered to your house in a box.
He's pretty. He's pretty. I think ASAP is pretty.
He's pretty. Yeah. He is pretty. You know who else? Okay, so now I'm getting off. I'm going to wrap it up. But you know, I didn't realize that Future was as good looking as he is until Jill Scott pointed it out.
Yeah, that's what you was. And see, me, Future, he's okay. His facial structure is beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about, the facial structure.
Yeah.
Yes, because Jill Scott was like, look at his facial structure. And I was like, I was like, oh. Yep.
Yeah, really. His skin's nice too. Baby. Yeah, you still bad.
I was like, oh, okay. Did you know that Future wrote Body Party for Ciara?
No, I didn't. Did he? Wow. Okay.
Now, when you listen to it, you can hear it different.
Okay. Yeah. You know, once I find out who writes it. I did not know that. Okay.
Now Ciara went to the Vanity Fair after party ass out. Did you see her dress?
No. Are you serious?
She literally had a screen.
Her ass is out.
She wore a screen that they put in screen doors to the party. That's what she wore to the party.
Oh, I got a good look. Oh, are you serious?
She wore a screen door to the party.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ciara.
So,
Vanity Fair.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that is all for today. Carla, what is your parting words, baby?
First and foremost, I know this is going to come out a day after, but I want to say happy birthday to my mama. Today's my mama's birthday.
Hey,
I love mama her so much.
Happy birthday, mama.
Got one in you. You got one in you.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mama Rhonda. Happy birthday, Mama Rhonda. Happy birthday.
Not the run. Yo, you stupid.
I've been out the game too long.
Yo, shout out to you though. Yes, she gonna love it. She gonna love it. But yeah, just happy birthday, mama. Listen, same thing. Be kind, drink water, and just make sure your ass is look at. Stop. Just realize it's a gray area. Stop looking at everything black and white. That's something I need to get out there.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
Brush your tongue.
Oh Lord. What else? What else? Brush your tongue.
No, brush your tongue, because I'm so tired of seeing celebrities and people talking, looking like they just ate a marshmallow in their mouth. Yo, just brush your tongue. Okay. Just brush your tongue. You and everybody else will thank me for it. Okay. Just brush your tongue. All right, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. ICC.
We all we got.
See you next week, y'all. Bye.
See ya. Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation.